The plantations east of New Orleans once grew indigo as a cash crop. Today, some of that land has been swallowed by development or lost due to the mighty Mississippi. But look closely and you'll find a unique story dating to the families of a century ago. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Here on the banks of the Mississippi River, just east of New Orleans, you'll find a farm that was once a part of a great estate that grew indigo and stretched as far as the eye could see.
Originally, this was part of the Story Plantation, which was a large plantation, encompassed thousands and thousands of acres. And then back in the 1920s, that was parceled into tracts of land of roughly 700-800 acres that were sold off.
Bill Haynes says that in 1925, Dr. Louis Moreau purchased some of that plantation, naming it Dockville Farms.
It was like a hobby farm for him. It was pecan orchard, cattle, a little bit of vegetables, cabbage, tomatoes.
For Moreau, Dockville Farms was just one of the many properties this prominent man held in the early 1900s.
Dr. Moreau was not only the doctor, he was also the sheriff. In St. Bernard Parish, he would treat people in exchange for property.
Moreau was well-traveled, and his father-in-law owned the local bank. Together, the families amassed land and wealth that occupies the lowlands outside of New Orleans.
We actually have an eroding asset. A lot of our land holdings is marshland that we currently have roughly 27,000 acres of marshland, but that might have been yesterday. Today, it might only be 25,000 acres of marshland. Inside the protection, we probably have about 8,000 acres of dry land inside the protection.
This land had grown indigo, citrus, and vegetable crops. For a time in the 50s and 60s, the Moreaus had over 70 head of thoroughbred horses and were active in racing. This farm is still quite active, though, but in a new way. And that story is next time as we travel the countryside in Violet, Louisiana. I'm Andrew McCrae.